Tayo po ngayon ay magpapatuloy sa huling installment ng ating pag-aaral. Ito sa aklat ng sulat ni Apostol Pablo para sa mga taga-Kolose. And sa ganitong ito, ay we will be looking at chapter 1 from verses 24 hanggang chapter 2 verse 7. Lord willing, ay we will be able to continue ito po pag-aaral natin in Colossians sa mga susunod pang mga buwan. But bago po natin tignan yung ating pasahe, I want to remind us all nito pong konteksto ng ating sulat. Ang sumulat po ng Colossians, of course, ay wala pong iba kundi si Apostle Paul. Isinulat po niya ito sa, para sa isang maliit na grupo ng mga Christians na nakatala po sa isang multicultural city which is called Colossae. And yung mga tao po sa lugar na ito ay galing sa iba't ibang lugar. They have their different backgrounds. Meron po silang iba't ibang mga tradisyon, mga ideya, mga paniniwala. And isinulat po ni Apostle Paul itong kanyang sulat na ito to encourage, upang patatagin ito pong mga Kristiyano sa Colossae na sila po ay magpatuloy sa kanilang pamumuhay para po kay Jesus at magpatuloy sa kanilang mong paniniwala sa Ebanghelyo ng Diyos. Ginagawa ko na ito because ito po mga Kristiyano ito sa lugar na ito ay sila po ay sinachallenge sa kanilang pananampalataya. Yung kanilang pong temptation sa lugar na yun is ganun na lamang dahil katulad po ng sinabi ko, marami pong mga tao ang nanggaling sa iba't ibang lugar. They believe in different faiths. And the Christians, dito po sa lugar na ito, ay being challenged na maniwala doon sa mga beliefs na yun. So, Paul, in chapter 1, verses 1 hanggang 14, ay sinimulan po niya yung kanyang sulat by giving thanks to God para po sa faith ng mga Christians na ito, for their love for the saints and for the hope that they have. He thanks God dahil yung pong work ng gospel is bearing fruit and increasing among the Christians in Colossae. And then he prays and he asks God to fill them with knowledge and all spiritual wisdom nang sa gayon sila po ay mabuhay na karapat dapat before the Lord. And then in verses 15 to 23 is where Paul exalts Jesus Christ. He magnifies kung sino po si Jesus, yung kanya pong personality and his work. He gives them ito pong rich Christology of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 23, he ends ito pong verse 23 by saying na siya po ay isang minister or servant of the gospel na kanya pong ipinapahayag. And yung ating pumasaya sa gabing ito, continues itong idea of Paul being a minister of the gospel. And particularly, he talks about what he does as a minister and what this ministry entails. And ito po ang ating main point sa gabing ito. Faithful gospel ministry exalts Christ, edifies the church, and encourages consistency even amidst suffering. Faithful gospel ministry exalts Christ, edifies yung church, and encourages consistency even amidst suffering. Three parts. Point number one, we're to exalt Christ in our proclamation. From verses 24 hanggang 29. Point number two, edify the church in our partnership. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. And lastly, verses 6 and 7, is to encourage consistency in our petition. Simulan po natin. Exalt Christ in our proclamation. From verses 24 hanggang 29. Katulad po ng binanggit ko kanina, yung pong ending ng verse 23 is somehow ito po yung link ng topic nito pong verses 24 hanggang 29. Ito po yung explanation ng ministry ni Paul on behalf of the Colossian Church, which ito po yung reason, yung grounding, or yung pong foundation ng kanya pong exhortation that he will mention in verse 6 ng chapter 2, na kung saan Paul would
Encourage.
Call. Ito pong mga Colossians to remain faithful to Christ, not only on the basis dun po sa kanyang supremacy that we looked at last week, but even because of the faithful ministry na meron po si Paul sa kanila, which he would also continue looking at in chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. And ito pong effort na ito ni Paul, with this kind of effort na kanya pong ginagawa, he would try to warn and caution ito pong mga believers na ito to hold on to sound teaching. And so he does this by telling the truth about what authentic ministry is all about. And what he says about authentic ministry is yung kung ating proclamation of Christ involves suffering. Its aim is maturity. And ito pong ministry that we have is hard work. Let me read from verse 24 of chapter 1. He says, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is, the church." Hindi po surprising for Paul to talk about suffering. Hindi po ito iba sa kanya, hindi po ba? It's not surprising for him to talk about suffering for the sake of the gospel, dahil alam po niya how it is to suffer for the gospel. He had first-hand experience, up close and personal. If hindi po ninyo alam, ito pong letter to the Colossians ay kanya pong sinulat while he is in prison. He's in prison exactly for the reason of the gospel. Hindi po siya nakakulong sa uluman or sa preso because it's a good place na kung saan meron po siyang solidarity. Meron po solitary place na kung saan he would be able to focus na magsulat po ng kanyang letters. He's not there dahil meron po siyang peace of mind at mawala po yung kanyang writer's block, so to speak. He wasn't there because prison is such a pleasant place for him. But Paul is there exactly because of the gospel work. And Paul had encountered ito pong suffering. And yet, he says that he was able to rejoice in what he is suffering because of the gospel. Why? Bakit po? Because he suffered on behalf of others. And not only that he's suffering for the church, for the body of Christ, he says that his suffering allowed him to identify with Jesus. Yung kanya pong experience na paghihirap makes him identify with Christ. He says, nung sinabi po niya that he's filling up what is lacking in regard to Christ's affliction, hindi po niya sinasabi na yung pong suffering ni Jesus on the cross was insufficient. He's not saying na meron pong kakulangan doon sa na-accomplish ng ating Panginoon. Paul was enduring suffering on behalf of Christ. Why? Because the world hated Jesus. And now that Jesus ay wala na po dito sa mundo physically, the world persecutes yung pong mga taga-sunod ng Panginoon. Suffering brings about identification with Jesus that nothing else can. He also says the same effect in Philippians 3, verse 10. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his suffering. Listen to how John Piper explains this passage in Colossians. Ito po yung sinabi ni John Piper. He says, Paul's sufferings fill up Christ's not by adding anything to their worth, but by extending them to the people they were meant to bless. What is lacking in the afflictions of Christ is not that they are deficient in worth or merit,
as though they could not sufficiently cover the sins of all who believe. What is lacking is that the infinite value of Christ's afflictions are not known in the world. They are still a mystery to most people. And God's intention is that the mystery be revealed and extended to all Gentiles. So the afflictions are lacking in the sense that they are not seen and known among the nations. They must be carried by ministers of the word, and those ministers of the word fill up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ by extending them to others. In other words, what Piper is saying is that the ministers of the gospel, as they bring ito pong salita ng Diyos to the nations, and they're persecuted because of that, that is how they fill up what is lacking, dun po sa afflictions that Christ had experienced. And so as Paul preaches the gospel, as he was persecuted dahil po sa kanyang preaching, he endured his suffering because of the church, for the sake of the church. Paul was willing to suffer on behalf of the church because he saw himself as a minister and servant of the church. Binigay po ng Diyos itong commission na ito kay Paul, and suffering was included dun po sa commission na ito. And then in verse 25 to 27, it says, of which I became a minister of the church, according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known to the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to the saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Tinatawag ko ni Paul ito pong kanyang mensahe as a mystery. Yung kanyang pong announcement of this message is a mystery. So ito pong word na mystery na ito should not bring sa atin pong imagination something about Sherlock Holmes or NBI. Hindi po yun yung idea ng mystery that you have to solve. Hindi po ganun. The word mystery, literally, ang ibig sabihin po nito ay secret. Sinong crush mo? Secret. Pwede mo malaman. But it's something that is hidden for ages and generations, but now is disclosed to the saints. Ano po yung secret? Ano po ba itong rich, glorious mystery that Paul is talking about? Well, the passage tells us that God has chosen to include the Gentiles in the blessings of salvation. And this is the same thing that he talks about in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Sabi po niya, for this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ, Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, to the same effect as that of Colossians, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ano po yung mystery? The mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Ano po yung secret? Jesus Christ is the secret. That Jesus Christ opens the door for everyone. Ito pong unprecedented secret is that all are included in the plan of salvation. The unprecedented truth is that Jesus Christ lives in all who trust in Him. And not only does He live in us, He is our hope of glory. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. Bakit po ito amazing? Ito pong mystery na ito would be made known among the Gentiles. It has been prophesied from of Old Testament. If you would remember yung pong promise ng Panginoon to Abraham that he will make all the nations be blessed through him. And here in our passage, this part of the cross in the New Testament, it's now being fulfilled. Alam po ninyo, in the Old Testament, yung mga writers ng Old Testament would often talk about God dwelling among His people, dwelling in the midst of Israel. Sometimes meron po mga stories in the Bible wherein on a personal level, yung Spirit ng Diyos is within some of them. For instance, in Genesis chapter 41, Joseph, a man full of Spirit. In Numbers, talking about Joshua, Numbers 27, a man full of Spirit. But no one expected that God would dwell among the Gentiles. It's only among His people. And the only among the people of God is the Israel. Is the Israelites. No one expected that God would dwell among the Gentiles. Indeed, and even on a personal level, within them. So it is Christ in you. We exalt Christ sa ating pong proclamation because of the riches of the glory. Believers are indwelt by Christ, the hope of glory. And so we can have these phrases in Scripture that we are in Christ and that Christ is in us. Because of Christ, believers look forward to sharing yung kanya pong glory. Colossians 3, verse 4 says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. Paul suffers to make this mystery known to all. He says in verses 28 and 29, Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all His energy that He powerfully works within me. And the authentic ministry isn't just about suffering, but it's also hard work. Paul makes this clear by calling yung kanya pong work as labor. And when we hear that word labor, we talk about construction people. That's talaga labor. There is agonizing exhaustion that's involved dito po sa work na ito. And the good news is that this hard work is motivated and enabled not by their own personal strength, but by God's energy that He powerfully works in us. Sabi po God is struggling with all His energy that He powerfully works within me. So Paul tells his objective and aim in enduring ito kung suffering and hard work in the proclamation of Christ. And ano po yung kanyang goal? It's to present everyone perfect. In other words, mature in Christ. Yung goal po ng ating walk in Christ is not to be on the leading or dun sa mga uso na trend in some religious bandwagon. The goal is spiritual maturity. By reminding us, believers, of this simple truth, Apostle Paul hopes to help us avoid mga enticing sounds that might lead us away from maturity and deception. The same thing that the Colossians have been experiencing. People tempting them to take this religion, take this belief, and all those things. And this is what we do week in and week out. We long to present you mature in Christ. Why? Because number one, that is the reason why we have gifted men in the church. To equip the saints. To maturity. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 and following. And number two, because we are responsible for you. we will give an account to the Lord for you. So we long to be faithful in our proclamation of God's word because that is how we grow in faith. Yung aming discipleship, aming preaching, aming teaching, these are God's means of grace para sa atin lahat. And so we praise God for faithful gospel ministers in the church. But of course, we are not disregarding that we are all weak. We all have failures, our challenges, our weaknesses. And so we need your prayers as a church. We would love for you to correct us, to call us out when we say something that is not in line with what the Bible teaches. And so this would help us serve you well. What would you call correction and calling out? Encourage your pastors. Thank them for doing a good job. Pasalamatan po ninyo inyong mga community group leaders. Bless them with a word of encouragement. Let them know what they are doing. Great job. Pastor. Hindi lang si pastor yung glory. Tell them, express your joy. Thank God for them and also pray that the Lord would raise more faithful gospel ministers in the church that we would be able to send out from this place. So faithful gospel ministry exalts Christ in our proclamation. And second, edify the church in our partnership. So again, once again, we see the link na ito where Paul uses the word toil or labor in verse 29, which is yung po yung buntot no verse 24 to 29. And then he begins chapter 2, verse 1, talking about struggle, which is the head ng chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Ito po labor sa ministry ni Paul for the Colossians and for the Laodiceans serve as a ground sa kanilang pong obedience, sa kanyang command, again, in verse 6. To remain faithful to Christ. Let me read from verses 22 ng chapter 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those of Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, be knit together in love, to reach all the riches and the full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. Again, the mystery is Christ. Alam po ni Paul yung kondisyon itong mga taga-Colossae, and he feared that because of the different beliefs surrounding yung kanila pong maliit na iglesia, that they might be tempted to falter, to go to false doctrines. And so yung kanya pong struggle ni dito shows yung pong concern that Paul has for them. Again, hindi po nagsastruggle si Paul because he's in prison. Yung kanya pong struggle is not something that is external of him. Yung kanya pong struggle is an intense inner struggle on behalf of the Colossians, on behalf of the Laodiceans, and for those who have not met him personally. This could be a struggle in his prayer. This could be a struggle while he writes this to encourage them. And so there's a bit of a lesson that Paul is telling us as to how we would avoid being deceived. And we see that in sa verse na aking binasa. This is an element which adds up into a loving and learning community. Ang goal po ni Paul here is that believers would be encouraged in their heart, which happens when they are united in love, knit together in love, and as they are settled sa kanilang mong understanding of truth. So yung context ng ating passage talks about encouraging them and the idea of strengthening them. So ito pong strengthening, ito pong encouragement, it takes place when believers are knit together, united in love. Yung pong image dito is yung pong image na aking katawan kung saan it's being knit together by ligaments to make it a strong unit. So ito pong unity and solidarity, it creates strength. when we are one, while Paul's teaching naturally is divisive. Yung isa pong tao that you leave alone would suffer without any support, but if we are together, we can withstand. Hindi po ba? And then what creates unity, of course? One is love. Yung pong concern sa bawat isa, relating to one another as brothers and sisters with loyalty and support. Kapag tayo po ay united in love, we will be strengthened in heart. Then we will have the assurance of understanding. But hindi lamang po love, he also talks about truth. A loving and learning community will produce believers who are settled sa kanilang pong understanding of the truth. Believers who link themselves with fellow believers who care for one another and grow in their understanding of who Jesus is will stand a good chance of remaining stable and confident. But let me point out yung po object ng understanding. In verse 2, it says that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding, the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ Jesus, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Yung pong object ng kanilang pangunawa is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Wala pong ibang object for their belief but the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says that all wisdom and knowledge are hidden and deposited in the person in Christ. And he is all that we need. If believers come to a settled understanding na yung pong totoong treasure is found only in Christ, then they would not be deceived by the plausible arguments as sinasabi ko ng verse 4. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. So the bad news dito po sa Colossians, sa kanyang sulat, is that the church in Colossae is being attacked from without because of the different beliefs and ideas. But the good news is they are standing strong. Verse 5, it says, though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. They are in good order. They are firm in Christ. These words are language of metaphors for the military. Na kung saan ito po yung picture that when the enemy is there, they would not scatter away or break out because they are firm and they are standing in good order. We avoid ito pong spiritual deception by being committed to a loving and Christ-centered church. That's what he's telling us. Yung pong edifying to the church. If you're a Christian and you're here, and you're not a member of a local church, I would encourage you to join a church. A gospel-preaching, Christ-centered church. Of course, I would encourage you to join this church. If you're a member of this church and you're not yet attending any community groups, I would encourage you also to attend a community group. Be involved in the life of the church. Let us strengthen one another with the love that we have as we grow in the knowledge of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful gospel ministry exalts Christ, edifies the church, and lastly, encourage consistency in our petition. Encourage consistency in our petition. Very quickly, verse 6 and 7. Verse 6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. This is the command, the only command in the passage that I'm doing now. Therefore, walk in Him. Yung simula mo ng verse 6 gives us a presupposition dun po sa command na binigay. That the Colossian believers have indeed received Christ as Lord. Pansinin po ninyo yung dalawang confessional statements na binanggit dito ni Paul. He says that Jesus is the Christ and that Jesus is Lord. Ito pong indicative that Jesus is Christ, Jesus is Lord, ay yung basis for the imperative, walk in Him. The indicative precedes yung pong imperative. And this is purposeful. Like what he's saying, you have to be consistent because if you identify yourself as a Christian, if indeed you receive Christ as Lord, then you should walk in Him. The same encouragement that Paul has. Believe the gospel. Live faithful lives before Christ. And so Paul uses ito pong present command to exhort ito pong mga believers in Colossae to walk with the Lord in a manner that is consistent with the way that they receive Christ. Ito pong word na walk has the idea of the entire person's life. Paul here urges the mga taga-Colossae not to dwindle dun po sa path of following Jesus, but to remain steady sa kanilang pursuit of and union with Christ. And then verse 7 tells us, how are they to walk in Him? Verse 7 gives us the answer. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Yung pong first three, rooted, built up, and established, ito po ay mga passive, na nasa passive tense. Words which are in the passive tense. Ibig sabihin, ito po yung mga bagay that is being, that has been done to the Colossians. Hindi po sila yung gumawa nito, ito po ay ginawa sa kanila, nangyari sa kanila. They are being acted upon by these words. And yung fourth word, abounding in thanksgiving, is the active tense. Something that they should do. Ito pong tatlong passive participles na ito explain God's work in the believers. That God will root them, God will build them up, and God will establish them in the faith just as they were taught. And so understood in light of Paul's exhortation for the Colossians not to be deceived by Paul's teaching, ito pong verse ito gives great hope for the church. That God Himself, ang Diyos po mismo, will put the roots of their faith deep, that He will build their faith and He will confirm it. And this speaks about the initiative that God brings dun po sa kanyang union with the believers. That He both will save and sustain them. And then yung last, which is abounding in thanksgiving, explains the response that we as Christians should have on what God has done for us. Yung resulta ng God rooting them, building them up, establishing up, it should make a well of thanksgiving overflowing in us. Mga kapatid, gratitude is the proper response to and the result of God's grace at work in our lives. Let me say that again. Gratitude is the proper response to and result of God's grace at work in our lives. Sa darating pong December 12, Nikki and I will be celebrating yung aming home 9th wedding anniversary. I know kami po ay medyo nahuhuli sa ilan sa inyo. Some of you are celebrating 15th anniversary, 20th, 35th, hindi po ba? So we began so wonderfully all those years ago and had continued, and I believe and I hope that it has gotten better. Alam ko that we are 9 years pa lang, so to speak, some of you, are veterano na in sa anniversaries. But how has that happened? Well, we've continued the way we started. Dapat kinikilig ka pa rin hanggang ngayon. Di ba? You're still infatuated dun sa asawa mo, and at the same time, she's still tolerating you the same way nung first time yun. The question for us, mga kapatid, is are you going on with Christ the Lord in the same way that you received Him? Mga kapatid, let us not lose our first love for this wonderful, exalted Savior who loves you and gave Himself for you. Kung yung ating pong pag-ibig sa Diyos has cooled off and it's as if we are just in a routine, take time and sit down and think again. Think about how it was when you first received Him. Meditate on the beauty and grace of God. Remember the gospel that saved you. Look at how undeserving you are of His grace and goodness, and yet, by His mercy, He gave His Son to die on the cross, so that you who have put your faith in Christ Jesus would be saved. If you haven't done that yet, I pray that you will. And I pray that you would take opportunity. Take advantage. Ito pong pagkakataon na to of hearing the good news of Jesus and trusting in Him. If you're not sure if you're a Christian, or if you don't know if you have decided to follow Christ, or if you're here wondering, bakit ba ako nandito? What is the purpose why I'm here? I would encourage you to talk to the person beside you and ask them about the gospel. Ask them about Jesus. I know that they would be more than happy to tell you about Jesus Christ. They would love to tell you about Jesus. And if you already have, and you're here in the church, thank God for you hear this gospel message and see it through baptism and communion, which we will now witness. But before that, let us pray together. Father, we are grateful, Panginoon, for what you have done for us through Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, and we pray, Lord, that you would continue to root us, establish us, build us up, and make a well of thanksgiving in our hearts for Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name.